passionate instigator, and dynamic problem solver, Dr. Kevin Ross Emery, the host of the Dr. Kevin Radio Show, will be taking you outside the box, behind the curtain, and identifying the load of BS we are fed every day. And now, Dr. Kevin.
Hello, 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 and welcome to this week's edition of the Dr. Kevin Show, here on Ohm Times, where we're going to change the world, wait for it, one ohm at a time. And here in the Dr. Kevin Show, our version of helping to shift your ohm is to stretch your comfort zones, perhaps introduce you to some new ideas, thoughts, whatever the case may be. Every week we try to have very different, interesting, and fascinating guests, which you can call in and ask questions of yourself. And you can do so by calling in at 202-570-7057. Again, that's 202-570-7057. Or you can come to facebook.com and go by Dr. Kevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. You will see a write-up about tonight's guest. You will see how to contact tonight's guest, how to get tonight's guest's book, because we have an author. Spoiler, we have an author on the show tonight. Be able to also post questions. You will also find that tonight's hot topic, I posted just as we were going on air, so that if you want to refer to what we're talking about, you can go on to My Dr. Kevin and you can look at it. For any of you who are joining this is your first time on the Dr. Kevin Show, we're going to give you the quick rundown, which is we're going to start with my hot topic. That's something that either makes me feel warm and fuzzy in the cockles of my heart or gets me hot under the collar. In this case, tonight's hot topic is going to do a little bit of both. I've actually been trying to get some that do a little bit of both for different reasons. I'm going to share tonight's hot topic with you, then I will introduce you to tonight's guests. We will bring him on. We'll ask him to comment on tonight's hot topic. And it's amazing. Sometimes I get guests and they just don't really want to comment on what we're talking about. They try to do a long end run around it. But trust me, I catch him and make him get right back on the field and say, I want to know what you think. It's just what you think. Not right, not wrong, just what you think. And then we put him through the Dr. Kevin paces. We have him take you outside the box. We have them take you behind the curtain, and then we have them share with you what they think is a load of crap in the world. Because we all got one, and we all got a reason for it, and maybe we can learn from each other's how to make the world a better place. Because that's what we like to do here on the Dr. Kevin Show. So, moving right into tonight's hot topic, it's one that may feel political at the beginning, but I did not choose it as a political us and them polarizing topic. This is not in about Democrats or Republicans. It is about that species we just call politicians and politics. Sometimes I do get on my high horse about certain things going on in the world politically, but what I have posted is it's something that's gone viral. It was House Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who certainly has become a lightning rod out there, a woman of definitely strong political, among other opinions. But she did an interesting, what was called the lightning round on money in politics. I have posted this so you can tag and actually look at it. But why I chose this as my hot topic is that this is about an accountability thing for the American people. Put away your Republican hat, put away your Democratic hat, and think about what is best for the American people. In this lightning round, she shows how many built-in loopholes there are for politicians to take money and then sell favors for that money. She shows how we've created loopholes, how politicians have created loopholes to accept money, curry favors, do things out there that are not in the best interest of the American people. She plays this little game about, well, I could do this. And when you hear it in very simple forms, you go, well, that's not okay. No politician should be able to do that. But they all can, because the deck is stacked against the American people. So the hot under the collar is, why do the American people keep on getting the wool pulled over their eyes by both Democrats and Republicans who refuse to change the laws to make our government be fair to the American people? Not the lobbyists, not the corporations, not the big money donors, not the PACs. All of those things are not in the best interest of the American people. Because for whoever they are favoring, they are taking it out or away from some other group. And so it gets me hot under the collar that when you watch this video, and I'm going to encourage you all to go watch the video, you go, no, that's just not right. Because these are the things that we have to stop supporting. We have to stand up and say, get money out of politics, close those loopholes, and don't make it okay for you to get elected by me and then pocket a bunch of money and do something that at the end of the day wasn't really in my best interest or my city's or my state's or my country's best interest. It was in the best interest of the person who gave you the money. So watch it, play it. Where it warms the cockles of my heart is we have a Spitfire, and there's a few of them out there, she's not the only one, who are putting it so plain that if you don't see the corruption and how bad money is in politics, it's because you're either benefiting from it or you really are so apathetic and out of touch that you can't think for yourself. And I stand by that statement. All you know how to do is cheer on whoever is wearing the same color hat you are, and you're not questioning, you're not holding them accountable. And again on this show, you, if you are, whether you're a Republican or a Democrat, you should be holding your own party 10 times more responsible than the opposite party. You should not be following around by sheep and say, it's okay because my people did it. And that's what we have today, and that's what needs to end. So now we're going to introduce tonight's guest, who's going, and I signed up to do this show, why? Tonight's guest is Christopher Allen Jones. He is a scientific analyst. So I'm going to let him analyze my statements. That should be interesting. A fascinating storyteller. We'll see if that story includes, oh no, politics is clean and white and pure and good for everybody. That really would be a story. Comedian, of course he'd be trying to be funny, a fictional novelist and an author of Reversosone. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. And you can correct me, Christopher Allen. I expect you to. My listeners are used to me being corrected. Reversosone, Reset the Future, and Reversosone, Lost in Time. We're going to have fun on this show. This is a science fiction novel. Our author is not aware of the fact that I have also written a science fiction novel under a pen name. And so I am also, I do that kind of writing as well as all my spiritual blah blahs. Psychics who can view the future are a hot commodity for obvious reasons. It's not only a rare skill, but a tricky one, as it's not as cut and dry as it seems. Is the future set in stone? Can we mold out our future? Do psychic powers really exist? Christopher Allen uses his expertise to walk you through why people claim to have the power to predict the future events and why they feel so strongly in their beliefs. You know, this is either going to be an extremely lively show, Christopher Allen, or it's going to be two trains coming together, and I just can't wait to see, because either one make good airwaves. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. Actually, I was going to say this topic that you started us off with is one that could take an entire hour. AOC, I really like her, too. She's very vocal. She tells things like it is, and I haven't seen the video yet, but I definitely am going to go take a look at it later.
Make sure you like my page when you do that. I'm a likable guy. Really? Believe me.
I actually already have, believe it or not.
Oh. I knew I liked this guy. Go ahead. So, go ahead, Chris.
So I have to disagree with you a little bit. I don't think it's totally that people are apathetic. I think it's people are just partially unaware, but partially they don't, they feel like everything is stacked against them. So they really don't feel like they have choices anymore. You know, the politicians that they get stuck with are the politicians that are the ones that have the big money coming in. And until we actually change some of the rules there, it's just the way people are getting elected that gets us in this situation. I don't really know that individually we can change it without some politician in there that wants to go change it. And I certainly think AOC is one of those politicians who has that charisma and knowledge to actually go in there and try to change some of this. I hope she does, to be honest with you.
Good enough. So that being said, and it's always, just so you know, it's always okay to disagree with me. That's part of the fun of the show. You know, and I do want to say, I don't mean that they're, I was using apathetic as one of the few things that they are. They're either this, they could be some combination, but.
Believe me, I do believe there are enough people out there that are apathetic enough that they really don't care anymore. But I think that's because a lot of them have started to believe that the politician and the way they get elected is all stacked against them. And that's not the way this republic was intended to work.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And again, I'm really hoping that enough people will make enough noise and sign enough petitions and vote for enough rabble rousers that we can see some integrity brought back into it to politics. I'm not sure where they're going to find it, because I think they left it so far behind that I just don't even know where to know. They know where to look for it anymore.
Right.
So, and now, how do you pronounce the names of your books? Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So the name of the book is actually Reversion. It's Reversion, actually, in Latin. So it's Reversion, and each of the subtitles, Reset the Future, and the other one is Lost in Time. And these are part of a series. So, and you can call me Chris instead of Christopher Allen.
Okay, that's fine. I guess because it shows up as Christopher-Allen-Jones.com. So I just, in my head, got Christopher Allen, which makes me think of Winnie the Pooh.
I hate for you to waste a lot of time just pronouncing my name every 10 minutes or so.
So Chris, if I... if I had been really smart, I would have said, send me a copy of your first book so that I can have read it before we go on air. but I've missed my opportunity now. Tell me, so let's start with, where would you like to take my listeners outside the box?
Are we talking about the subject change in the future, I'm assuming?
You can do it on anything you want.
And can the future already be written? Let's look at it from the perspective that the future, whether it can be written or not. If you look at time, I think a lot of people get confused about what time is. And to be honest with you, it's really not a subject that a lot of people would or should understand. But if you think of time as a linear event from start to finish, You basically, there's a school of thought that basically they think that all of time is simply connected. Now, the question is that a fact of the linear perspective of it, or is it because we have a cause and effect that goes about and makes it such that one thing that happens in the past has an aspect that will affect the future? I like to think of it as a matter of a linear time, that everything is connected. I don't know that I necessarily agree that the future is written, but I do believe that we can affect the future by the different things that we do in the past. And politics is one of those that I think we can actually affect on a long-term scale if we actually are thinking about it.
Well, I think that I agree with you from the perspective of there are definitely things we can put in place with a longer view. And there is a fascinating book out there called Daring Democracy. And it really well highlights how decisions made by like the Chamber of Commerce and by different groups that wanted to shift the political landscape, that they made those back in the 70s and the 80s, and they went in a very well laid out plan. And today we're seeing the things that they wanted to see happen basically within their lifetime, like a more conservative Supreme Court, a more business friendly America, kind of a capitalist at all cost approach. See how well that was educated. That was good. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I was going to say they think more locally instead of globally.
Well, they think locally and globally, and they looked at putting pieces in place locally, regionally, state, and then federally. So there was a well oiled, we're going to change a little bit here and a little bit over here. And before people realize how many pieces we've put in place, we're going to have changed the political landscape.
Right.
Because
when I say locally, I'm talking about we change things in one, like you were saying, change it in one spot, we change a thing in another spot, and all of that comes together and we make an outcome. But instead of thinking like that, we should be thinking more globally and thinking along the lines of how do we make things better for everybody?
Yeah. So you're trying to get my listeners to see time a little differently and understand that, you know, I always like the whole Native American, think about how your decision affects the next 10 generations. You know, when you're making decisions and you're looking at stuff. I've always found that a very attractive, that there is a lot of short-sightedness that goes on that oftentimes is supported by greed and power grabs.
Every decision has an effect on the future in one way or another.
So we are just hearing the sound for our first break. We will be going on break. We'll be back in just a minute with Chris Jones, scientific analyst, fascinating storyteller, comedian, and author of Revision, Reset the Future, and River Zone, Lost in Time. And I still did a crappy job pronouncing it. But we'll be right back here on the Dr. Kevin Show.
Conscious media for conscious minds. Om Times. Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Hello, I'm Sandy Sedgbeer, host of Om Times Magazine's flagship radio show, What Is Going On? My passion is sifting through information, research, and innovations from New Thought teachers, speakers, and researchers pushing back the boundaries of what we know about life, energy, metaphysics, and the universe. I love shifting perceptions about who we are, why we're here, and how quickly impossible becomes normal when we open our minds, expand our awareness, and accept that the only limits that exist are those we place upon ourselves. So if you're the kind of forward-thinking, eager investigator of what lies beyond the current reality that most perceive, why not make a date to come play with me in the field of possibilities at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time every Thursday, and together we can discover what's really going on.
Imagine being fired because of who you love. Imagine being denied medical treatment because of who you marry. Imagine being evicted because of who you are. Millions of Americans don't have to imagine this. They have to live it. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against LGBT people. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back to the Dr. Kevin Show. Remember, we are a live call-in show. If you are listening to this at 6 p.m., between 6 and 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on a Thursday night, you're listening to a live, which means you can pick up your phone and dial 202-570-7057, and you can call in and be part of the conversation. You can ask tonight's guest, Chris, some idea or some whatever you want, you can ask him. As long as it's respectful, or ask me and be part of the conversation. If you are not listening it during that time period, you are hearing a replay. And there are six of these replays over the next week that happen at all sorts of different times. But you can still come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Like my page when you're there. I'm a likable guy. And you will see a posting for tonight's show. And underneath it, you can post your questions. And I'll get in touch with Chris if they're for him or if they're for me. And we'll make sure we still get you answers. So you have no excuse to not be part of the conversation if you would like to be. Chris, welcome back.
Hello. Back again.
Back again. All I could think of was on the road again. Okay. So, did you get a chance? So do you know what my secret question is for this segment, or did you not get a chance to listen to any of my shows?
I actually did listen to your last show, and I do know some of the questions. I'm not sure I understand what you mean, secret question.
Okay, yeah, because I didn't do it last show.
Unless you're talking about the questions that you sent.
No. So here is the question for this segment. From what movie did this line come from? Ignore the man behind the curtain.
I don't know. And I should know that one because that sounds familiar.
Wizard of Oz.
Nope. That shows how much I know.
Yeah. You know, and the reason that I ask this when I have new guests that people that haven't heard it on asked already on the show is it's that wonderful moment where the dog, always gonna love the dog, exposes the scam artist that's pulling the levers to be the great and powerful Oz. And there are a lot of scam artists pulling a lot of levers today behind the curtain. And in our behind the curtain segment, I want you to expose my listeners to some kind of truth, something that you think they don't understand or has been misrepresented or has been twisted to serve somebody else, some group, some ideology, whatever. It's up to you. Or you can answer that question from the perspective of one of your books if you'd like. It's all whatever you would like to do, Chris.
Well, to be honest with you, I don't know if this is something that's really misunderstood. I think it's something that is a hot topic. And basically, I'm talking about climate change. It's one of those things that I don't think people fully understand when they talk about global warming, what that really means. You know, a lot of people think global warming means that the overall temperature of the Earth is warming up, which is partially true, but the real warming is actually at the polar ice caps, and that's where we get our real problem, because every time we get the warming there, or when we get warming there, we actually melt the ice caps. And as we melt the ice caps, that changes underwater currents, changes the temperature of the water in the oceans. And that has an effect on how the global weather is affected. And I think that's one of those things that people don't truly understand. I do touch on it in my books a little bit.
Okay. So talk to me a little bit, because I agree. I think that we've got a nation addicted to sound bites, and the sound bites are controlled by the people that want you to think one way or the other. And we have become lazy, and we don't always investigate for ourselves, see what the real thing is. If we continue to have these polar ice caps melt and raise the ocean level, it will create a disaster. And that there are things that we should be doing that could help avoid that disaster. And it, unfortunately, some of those things might change and shift who's getting the money and who's not in corporate America and other places in the world.
Sure. It'll have an effect on the economy, but if you really get down to it, the effect on the economy is going to be far worse doing nothing, at least in my opinion.
Yep, I agree. So we've talked about your behind the curtain. I think it's a great behind the curtain. Tell me a little bit more about the books. Tell me about these books. What made you write them? And tantalize my listeners a little bit about these two books of yours. I know it's part of a series.
So, it's part of a series. I think of the title as Reversion instead of Reversion. Reversion's a little easier to say. So the stories are, they're actually talking about a global warming, believe it or not, and we're talking about a couple that discovers that sometime in the near future, or rather their near future, all life on planet Earth is destroyed by a global weather event that basically ends everything. And they discover that they can actually solve that problem by going back into the past and changing some of the things that we do now in trying to change our perspectives on using oil as our form of energy and how to change some of the environmental effects of what we actually are doing. So they basically go back in time and they introduce a new power source into the early 40s, and as a result, that changes how we actually do power, and in essence, basically changes all of history because of it.
Interesting. The whole time thing always fascinates me. I recently caught an episode of a Star Trek: The Next Generation called Yesterday's Enterprise, and it's how the Enterprise came through a time thing and they had to send it back because by it coming through the time thing, it created a whole new timeline. And are you familiar with the episode I'm talking about?
I vaguely remember the episode. Actually, one of the movies was essentially about that.
Yep.
Or so, they talked about that anyway.
Yeah.
They basically went back in time to stop the Borg.
Yep. And they went back in time to reintroduce, to bring a whale into the future so their planet didn't get destroyed in one of the original movies.
Yeah. That was another one.
What do you, you did an outside the box with time, but how would you give my listeners, a way to see time if you were trying to explain it to a five-year-old? I always think that sometimes we have to explain things to a five-year-old in order for the majority of people to get it, because we all have different levels of understanding. And I'm not being insulting to my audience when I say that, but you're a scientific analyst. You've had a whole lot more training in areas. So,
and unfortunately I never really learned how to speak to a five-year-old when it comes to scientific matters, but I'll do my best here.
I have confidence in you, Chris. I believe in you.
I just, for some reason, just can't seem to dumb it down enough to make it understandable. I don't.
Okay. Are you asking me to take you off the hook here?
In any case, no, I can go ahead and do this. So my way of looking at time is past, present, and future. We're currently living in the present. Everything that we do is affecting the future, and everything that we are now has been affected by the past. So if you go back and you take a glass of water, for instance, and you take a drop out of it and you drop it, you see that it hits the floor. You see that, you know that at present you're picking up the water drop and you're dropping it. Does this sound like something familiar from a movie, by the way? You drop it and it hits the floor. Now this was a current event that has now become a past event. You do this again, you're actually going to another future event that you know is already there, and you drop the water, it hits the floor, hits the spot where you dropped the other water drop, and now you've taken a past event and intersected with a future event to actually go and create a new event, if that makes any sense.
Well, it does to me. You know,
I'm not sure if a 5-year-old would get that, but
no, you know, a five-year-old, and because of my work with ADD and ADHD, because I have several books out on that topic, and I've been doing work with ADD, ADHD people of all ages for 20 years now, you know, I've had to explain a lot of stuff to 5-year-olds, and sometimes doing the very, you know, explaining action and consequence to a 5-year-old. I use a glass of water, and here's the action, and the action is you dump the water, and here's the consequence. The floor is wet. Then it leads to another consequence that you get your feet wet, and then it leads to a consequence that maybe somebody slips and falls, and there are these consequences because of that action. And, you know, but sometimes you have to do something like the drop of water or something very literal that people can put into a, I can see that. I've dropped a drop of water.
Yeah.
So I think that's very good. So now I'd like to, before we get into our next break, and we got about 5 minutes just to give you a heads up. So you make a couple of references to psychics. And so I would like to hear what your thoughts, ideas, and opinions are on psychics. And first of all, do you have psychics in your book? Are there people in your book that are displaying psychic abilities?
No. It's strictly science fiction. It's about time travel and changing the environment.
Okay.
No psychics.
Okay. Well, sometimes
although I will point out that some of the things that they do, they're using science to predict future events. So.
Okay. So, because one of the things that fascinated when your PR company contacted me about having you on my show was your reference to psychics. So. And any book can choose to have a character that's psychic in it. It doesn't make it a psychic book. It's like anybody can choose to have a character from Norway, but it doesn't make it a Norwegian book. It's just, you know, one of the subtle plot lines, or just a piece of color. With all of this, what do you think of psychics? Do you think they exist? What do you think they do? Because again, it's in part of your write-up, so.
I think that people really kind of misunderstand what being a psychic is all about. You know, that they're talking about predicting the future, and to some degree, it's more, how should I say it, hocus pocus. Makes a person believe that their future is going to be something, and then they go and they make their future to what that psychic has actually said. However, I do believe that it is possible to predict future events by looking at current events and past events. And the reason I say that is because there's a randomness in the universe, but prediction of that randomness is actually possible. And you can predict to some degree where one thing that happens in time is going to turn out in the future. Like, for instance, and I'm going to go back to a really old reference here, but back in World War II when we dropped the two bombs on Japan, we all expected as a result of that, that we were going to end the war. And of course, it was a prediction, but it did actually end the war. You can take events that happen in the current, and if you know enough about what's happening now, you can predict certain events in the future. But it's scientific. It's not psychic.
So do you think that psychic exists?
I think that a person can call themselves a psychic, and I think that some people will believe it to the point that they will actually go out and make their future based on what they have been ingrained to believe about what their future is going to be. But I don't think that psychics are truly predicting the future. Now, not to go and try to offend anybody who is or believes they are a psychic, so I apologize if I'm doing that, but that's just a point of view of my own.
Well, and that's what we asked for. We asked for a point of view of your own. And, you know, being on a station like Om Times, though the Dr. Kevin Show has been on a number of different stations. I've been on air for like 14 years now. So I've been on a number of different stations. Definitely, this audience is going to be an audience. And we see the music for the break. Is going to be an audience that is predisposed to go to or engage in psychic readings or behaviors. But your opinion is your opinion. We will be back to chat more about this with Chris A. Jones, a fictional novelist, comedian, fascinating storyteller, and author of Reverse Zone, Reset the Future.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
More than 24 million Americans have an autoimmune disorder, and that number continues to grow. I'm Sharon Saylor, and I'm one of those 24 million. To put that number in perspective, cancer affects about 9 million and heart disease up to 22 million. That's why I've brought together top experts and those thriving regardless of their diagnosis to bring you the latest, most up-to-date information. Join me, Sharon Saylor, Friday night, 7 p.m. Eastern, for the Autoimmune Hour on Life Interrupted Radio to find out how to live your life uninterrupted.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother. 911, what is your emergency? 911, please state your emergency.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns.
It wasn't locked.
Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to the last segment of this week's Dr. Kevin Show here on Om Times. If you would like to be part of this fascinating conversation with our author, Chris Jones, you can call in at 202-570-7057, or you can come to facebook.com/mydrkevin, M-Y-D-R-K-E-V-I-N. Like my page, I'm a likable guy, and you can write your thoughts, your ideas, your comments there. We were talking about psychics as we were closing down the last show. Go ahead, Chris.
I was going to add a little caveat to that. One thing, as a person who's spiritual, I'm more of a, I believe in a spiritual plane of existence, sort of. And I say this because one thing that happened to me as an experience in the past, my grandmother, when she passed away, I kind of knew it happened when it did, although nobody had told me yet. I was actually about 120 miles away. But for whatever reason, I knew it happened. And I don't think it was so much a psychic thing, but a spiritual thing where somehow somebody on the spiritual plane had communicated that, that it happened, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I do know what you're saying. And Chris, you know, you listened to my show a bit, you listened to my last week's show. You may have looked at my Facebook page a little bit before you came on, but you did like it. And just listening to the name of the radio station that it was going to be on, Ohm Times, you committed an act of bravery of answering my question open and honestly and not hedging it. And I appreciate that.
No problem.
One of the definitions. Go ahead. Are you going to say something?
Oh, no. No, go ahead. Oh. I was just commenting to what you said. Sorry.
Yeah, no. So, Chris, it's always the challenge in radio. You can't see when the other person's getting ready to speak. What I am going to say is that, I thank you for your honesty and stating your opinion. Language is such an interesting and imprecise thing. You as an author and a writer and a comedian, all places where language are very important, even being a scientific analyst, I'm sure that the languaging of things at some times have to be extremely precise.
To some degree.
Yep. So what you're referring to in the modern, whatever you want to call it, new age spiritual community, is somebody who is claiming that they have some kind of ability to see the future, which is actually one of many different kinds of psychic gifts. I would call having a connection with your mother as passing over as a different kind of psychic gift, but it would still be a psychic gift, because psychic is really that which comes to us, which doesn't come to us through what we think of as the traditional five senses. When I teach the course, because I've been teaching a psychic development course for 28 years throughout the U.S. and Europe.
The sixth sense, basically.
Yeah. But there's a sense, and animals have instincts, and the way I look at it is the human version of instincts is a heightened, because of the kind of intelligence we have, are all sorts of psychic, are a number of different psychic gifts. As somebody who has worked as a medium, I've sat across the table and I've talked to somebody about a past loved one with such accuracy that it was scary. And how do I know that? I've never met this person. These are not general statements. And I'm not, go ahead. You want to say something?
No, I'm just listening.
Okay. So
go ahead.
I look at psychic as, you know, when they did your pitch, they made it part of the pitch, which again, interested me. It was one of the reasons I wanted to bring you on the show. Not to go head to head and have a fight about it, but to hear this perspective that you had. But looking at psychic abilities as the human version of animal instincts and our ability to tap into things that we don't know through our normal five senses, to be able to talk to dead people, to look at things like past lives, to be able to channel some kind of energy which brings people to calming or some kind of good feeling or healing. The human is still a far more mysterious than known entity. Our capabilities are so underwhelmed or underutilized. But what I do teach people And what I say to people is, the future's not in granite. And in fact, I just did a whole video presentation on, you know, why would you get a psychic reading? Well, if you're actually going to somebody who really knows what they're doing, has tapped into the psychic ability, they will give you more information with which to make better decisions. They're not there to tell you your decisions, but, you know, but I agree that there are people that are out there that give their power away, and that's always a bad thing to a psychic. And if a psychic tells them they're going to slip down the stairs and break a leg, they are more predisposed to do it because they think that it's going to happen.
Right.
And that's no different than the doctor who says you're going to be dead by Friday and is going to be really irritated with you if you live to Saturday because he told you you are going to be dead by Friday, and he's an MD. And I've worked with people who were told they would be dead by Friday, and I got a 20th anniversary card the other day thanking me because they're still alive after they turned their back on the doctor and came to work with me.
Okay.
It's a mystery. You're going, oh, I struggle with some of this. And that's okay.
No, that's not entirely accurate. So here's my take on psychic ability. You talk about the sixth sense, and I do believe that as humans we have greater capacity of the brain that we can use that some people have actually tapped into. And it's actually been theorized that the higher capacity that a person uses, the more likely they are to be able to be in tune with the sixth sense. And I do believe to some degree that if you can tap into that sixth sense, then you have the ability most likely to see certain things that are going on and calculate future events to a certain degree that other people wouldn't necessarily see. Now, is that really a psychic thing? We'll go either way. I'm not sure I would say yes, it is, but I'm also not going to say no, it isn't. Because to some degree, it probably is a psychic experience.
I'm very much about us never giving our power away to anybody, whether it's a medical doctor, whether it's a scientist, certainly not to the FDA or our government. And nor should you give it away to your priest or your minister. You shouldn't give it away to your astrologer, your psychic, your whoever. You should never give your power away to anybody. You should look that everybody has something to throw in your pot for you to keep your power and make better decisions.
Correct.
And somebody who truly has powerful psychic abilities and they know how to control and use them can point something out. And now I know one woman that says a psychic already only reminds you of what you already know. The psychic part is they had no way of knowing it. That's how I've heard some people define it when people bring something out. But there are a lot of sideshow psychics. There are people that will ask you a ton of questions and then repurpose the information and give it back to you. There are shady psychics, just like there are shady scientists and shady politicians, and there's shady everybody because we got shady people on the planet.
Right.
And con artists file under all careers.
Yep, so, agreed.
Yep. But you may want to look, because what's happened is there's a negative connotation to psychic that is a very limited one-trick pony kind of psychic. And you may never do an interview on a show like this again. You may, because they have that in your write-up about your thoughts about psychics.
This is not the first time I've been asked this question, believe it or not. So,
yeah.
It's an interesting question.
Yeah. And I would just invite you to look at it and define that there are many things man cannot explain how they happen. That some people know things you cannot explain how they know. You cannot really, truly, in a scientific way, explain how you knew that your grandmother had died. But you did.
Right.
When my grandmother died, I was 8 years old. She showed up at the end of my bed and told me that I still needed her and she was still there for me. I remember it clearly to this day.
Yep.
You know, so seeing and having my mother come in and say, your grandmother died, and me going, what's for breakfast? Because I already knew, old news. Mm. You know? So.
Yep. It's kind of my experience, too.
Yeah. So it's. So, you know, what I would invite you to do is not fall into the trap of the sideshow psychic, gypsy ball, crystal ball, want to sell you $100 black candle, tell you that there's negativity around you, and in a semi-hypnotic way, manipulate you to give them tons of money because you're vulnerable and they exist. Right. And I will tell you, in my 29 years of being in business, I put a few of those people out of business, and I'm proud to say so, because they're scum. But not all people that work with psychic abilities are those kind of people. We got a couple more minutes. What load of crap or anything would you like to share to for my listeners before the show closes down?
Well, not to repeat a subject that we've already talked about, but one of the things that I think is a real load of crap is the fact that we have politicians that don't want to recognize that global warming is actually happening. They've got it stuck in their heads that it's an economic thing, or it's either not happening, or you know, the cost of trying to change things is too drastic and we can't really afford to do anything. That to me is a real load of crap if you really get right down to it.
How much I could be wrong. I mean, you know, I've seen lots of political heydays and contentions and stuff like this. But in your lifetime, and I feel this about when I say it in my lifetime, I don't think I have ever seen quite as a blinded us and them contentiousness in Washington as I have seen in this last decade. What are your thoughts?
I think you're absolutely correct. I think that Washington has started to get to the point where, you know, they get elected and then they're there to stay there. They're not worried about what's going on at the time. They're only there to get reelected, and you know, once they get reelected, they keep on going until, you know, they decide they want to retire. And I think that's really had a major effect, because now they don't listen to the people and they don't really hear their constituents anymore. And I tend to agree with you that they've gotten blinded to what's really going on now.
How do you think this is going to affect the future, Mr. Time Expert? What would you predict is going to happen?
I think that if we keep going the route that we're going, you know, the way the economy is going to break down, the way the environment's going to break down, I think we're heading for a global disaster, in my opinion, and I don't know if there's any way to stop it. Just, again, that's an opinion, so don't blast me because I have an opinion.
I'm not going to. I hope you feel like I have. I have you felt like I have so
no,
far?
Okay. No, I haven't. Just okay. Making a comment.
Yep. You know, one of the things that I say to people, and I think that you call it a scientific looking at the past and looking at the present and predicting the future. And you have people that do that with the knowledge of the past and the knowledge of the future, where, you know, we drop the bomb and we're going to win the war. And then you have people that get access, like me, to knowledge that they don't have through one of the five senses, but it just comes as a knowing, an understanding. Like, this feels right. Like a pattern to you. You've done this pattern before. This what this is here has been, I see it three other times in your past, this pattern. But one of the interesting things that we, you know, we use different words for, but we completely agree on, Chris, is that when I say I see something happening, and sometimes I get scary percentages, this is 87% chance of happening if you keep doing exactly as you're doing now. If you follow and continue the way you are, if you shift this, this, and this, these are shiftable things, then you can change that outcome, or it's less likely to happen. What you do with scientific analysis is what I do with psychic analysis. I still apply it to...
I think both of us are essentially doing the same thing. We're just terming or using different terms for the same, for what we're talking about doing.
Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. I've truly enjoyed having you here. And if you were to ever want to bribe me by sending me one of your books, I might have you back. How's that?
I can do that.
Have a great day. Thank you for being on the show.
You too. Thank you.